On New York University Week, testing private speech for stutterers takes a novel approach. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eric S. Jackson, assistant professor in the Department of Communicative Sciences and Disorders, discusses this.
People who stutter generally don't stutter when talking alone or to infants or pets. Although the idea is widely accepted, this talk-alone effect has not previously been confirmed in the lab. Previous studies show that stuttering is reduced when stutterers talk alone in a room, but there's always a non-trivial amount of stuttering. In these prior experiments, it was difficult to determine whether participants thought they were truly alone because there were always indications they might be heard, for instance, the presence of recording equipment. We wanted to test this hypothesis under controlled conditions, so we developed a novel experiment to prompt private speech, or audible speech meant only for the speaker. The experiment required participants to complete a computer task based on research showing that engaging in difficult tasks prompts people to use private speech. We compared this private speech condition to another condition in which participants produced the same words while addressing two listeners. We also studied our participants during oral reading and conversational speech. Our results confirmed our hypothesis. Out of more than 10,000 syllables of private speech, there were only 7 instances of possible mild stuttering. Participants exhibited their typical stuttering in the other conditions, showing that reduced stuttering was only seen when participants believed that they were speaking to themselves. This provides evidence that the perception of being heard is critical and indeed necessary for stuttering to occur. Therefore, accounts of stuttering must consider more than just speech motor processing, as social cognitive factors also play a fundamental role. We're currently investigating this effect in young children to determine whether this social cognitive factor is a causal feature of stuttering or if it's something that develops over time.
That was Eric S. Jackson of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.